Welcome to the Learning Blueprint, Crafting Behavioral Change in L&D. This is the go-to podcast for leaders who are passionate about driving impactful learning and development initiatives within their organizations. Each episode, we will dive into the strategies, tools, and insights that can help you sculpt the future of workplace learning. Welcome to this episode where we're going to talk about outcomes and why they matter in the learning experience. And so in the learning and development field, we know that most people are referring to outcomes or talking about outcomes, but we don't always see them actually talking about real outcomes. So the first thing we want to do today is define what we mean by outcomes and actually differentiate them from objectives, learning objectives. So the way we define learning outcomes is through the behavioral lens. What are learners going to be able to do at the end of a learning experience? And so, you know, when we talk about learning experience, you put that in whatever box that is for you, right? It could be the a live session. It could be an e-learning module. It could be a mentoring program. But at the end of the learning experience, here's what we expect our learners to be able to do. So that's the best definition, the most simple definition of an outcome is that before you get started, once you understand who your learners are, once you've done a strategy and you know that you got to create a learning experience, you want to identify 3 to 6 behaviors that you expect your learners to be able to do at the end of the learning experience. Now, here's a caveat that I always want to talk about in the very beginning. There's a few caveats we want to talk about before we get into this. One is that objectives and outcomes are different. So the way we define outcomes is what we just said. They're behaviors that we expect our learners to be able to do at the end of the learning experience. Objectives are what learners are going to do in that learning experience, right? So an objective would be, in today's session, we will cover the 4 points of communication or of effective communication, whatever it is. But an outcome for that will be that the learners will be able to identify the 4 components of effective communication. They will be able to develop strategies to implement the 4 components of communication. So that's the difference. And the reason that's important is because we start with our outcomes. Outcomes drive all the decisions that we make when we're creating the learning experience. Learners should not actually see the outcomes necessarily. Not a problem if they do, but don't use your outcomes to tell the learners what they're going to do in the session. Outcomes are the behaviors. And so the reason that's so important is that then what we do is we say, okay, we want to go, once we establish our 3 to 6 outcomes, we say, what's the information learners need to be able to know in order to do those outcomes? Sometimes it's nothing. It's more activities. It's things that they need to go practice and then reflect on. But once you have your outcomes, you establish the content, and then you create the experience that you believe as a learning professional, that's going to get them to their learning outcome, the defined outcome. And so this is a big part of legacy learning and why we've been so successful is because we focus on outcomes, not these other things that drive learning decisions that a lot of other places drive. So for example, we're going to talk a little bit more about all these different ways and how they're less effective than starting with outcomes. But you've seen content-based learning experience. That's primarily what you see is, hey, we've got information we want our learners to know. So you go out and you tell them the information they're supposed to know, and then you wonder why they aren't changing any behaviors or you're not seeing the results within your organization. Because content-based learning doesn't work. Another one is time-based learning. Like, oh, hey, our learners have got to have 5, and most compliance training is this, 5 hours of training or an hour every year or whatever. Not really looking at what is it that we are trying to get them to do, just so long as they do something for that amount of time that's within a criteria of a learning experience. Another one that you'll see, and we're going to talk a little bit more about, is role-based. And that one seems like that's going to be effective. And some, if you use outcomes to drive your role-based learning experiences, they are effective. But role-based alone, what we typically see is if you just want to create role-based learning, you just go out and you say, okay, well, what's the information that this role needs to know? right? And so you're only getting into that first level of learning, which is knowledge. And so whether you're doing, end up with a rule-based program or not, you do still want to talk about or start with your outcomes. So let's talk about how we do that, right? Well, one more point I want to make is the outcomes actually become your measurement tool, right? So often people will say, well, how do you measure learning effectiveness? And my answer is always look at the outcomes, find a way to measure those, whether that's through observation, surveys, really get a, try to stay away from assessment type stuff like question answers, because those really don't show you behaviors. Those will show you knowledge. It shows you the ability to take a test. So it's not even showing you knowledge. So you kind of stay away from those, but you want to find a way to measure those outcomes. And so that's why it's so important to this next piece that we're going to talk about, which is what is in an outcome? How do we create outcomes? So there's several models, right? SMART model is a good model for writing outcomes. But the important thing is make sure you're identifying behaviors that can be measurable, that can that has enough context to tell you what that behavior actually looks like, not just from a measurement standpoint, but so that we can go create the experience that's going to give us that thing, right? So the example I used earlier, the four tenets of communication. I'm just making that up. Let's say we're trying to do, we're drafting an outcome for the four tenets of communication. So there's several outcomes that'll come from that, right? Again, if you're just doing a content base, you're going to say, hey, the module was about, or the learning experience is about these four tenets. The outcomes that we're going to draft, you know, I think Bloom's taxonomy is a good model for starting. If you're, especially if you're new in this idea of writing behavioral outcomes. But the way this works is that we're going to establish, let's say, several outcomes from this. So like I already mentioned, that we're going to be able to identify the four components of a effective communication. They're going to be able to describe the reasons to use the four components. They're going to be able to identify the challenges of the four of implementing the four components. They're going to be able to implement or practice the four components of a learning or of effective communication and add some sort of complexity to the situation, right? So actually have that into the outcome. So those things, we can literally say, hey, can they identify those things? Yep. Or can they describe those things? Yep. Can they overcome those challenges? No, they can't. Okay. Well, then let's offer additional training for that or learning experiences for that. So the outcomes should be behavioral. They should be measurable. They should be, they add context. They should have the context within them so that it's clear what those behaviors are. And then what we do is we step back and we say, okay, so what's the content, right? Okay, this one's easy. The content is the four components of an effective communication. But then we step back and we say, so what's the experience we want learners to engage in? And that's where you start to get some of these other complexities, right? Okay, well, we have them for an hour. Okay, so we need to have them for an hour. It's going to be in person. So, okay, so that's the mode that we're going to do the learning experience from. And okay, so in that live session, we think that we know that they need to identify the four components of this effective communication. So first we've got to do is we got to present that to them, right? So we're going to create this experience and we're going to put it on the board maybe. Maybe we're going to have an activity where each table takes one of the components and writes the definition for it and then shares it with a larger group, right? So then you go through each of those outcomes and create some sort of learning moment where learners are able to play with that, so do something with it. And then also reflect on it. So we at Legacy Learning think a learning experience is defined as experience plus reflection. So without that reflective piece, then learning isn't happening. But having established those outcomes in the beginning, allows us to really look at what is that activity and do we really think it's going to achieve the desired outcome.
Looking to bring a real change to your team's learning and development? Then you need Legacy Learning Consulting. We're all about creating custom learning strategies that truly make a difference. Whether you're aiming to boost team performance or enhance leadership skills, we've got you covered. Dive into what we offer by visiting LegacyLearningConsultingLLC.com. Start crafting your team's legacy in learning with us today. That's LegacyLearningConsultingLLC.com. We can't wait to work with you. Schedule a time to discuss with Jason in the episode description below.
So why do we believe or why have we seen outcome-based work best? Well, in my opinion, it is really what learning is. I think if you're not doing outcome-based, then you're not really doing learning, right? You're presenting information. We know that presenting information does not help people retain and certainly doesn't help them change behaviors. One of the things I think is important, especially in the organizational world, to realize is that when you ask the question, if you're in the learning and development field and you're in an organization, you ask yourself the question, what is my role here at the organization? Your role is not to provide information. Most of the time, that's not the actual role. But that's typically what people do, is they provide information. Your role is to shift behaviors. Your role is to get people to be able to do the things that help the organization grow, or for people to be successful in their jobs, or whatever that is. But it certainly isn't providing information. And so what we have in the industry is a disconnect between what we're doing and what we're trying to accomplish. So if we just start with content or writing objectives, this is what we're going to do in the session, then we're missing the ultimate thing that we're trying to get people to do, which is do certain behaviors. So that's why this is so important. It's also why it works, right? One of the challenges that we experience in the learning and development field is that when we talk to leadership or colleagues or even our learners, we are talking, especially this topic right now, about outcomes. We're talking the same language that's familiar to them from the school system, from whatever school system they were brought up in, and most people were brought up in the public school system. And so that's very much a content-based, time-based learning approach. And so when we're talking about learning, professional development, training, they're hearing similar things that they establish objectives in the school system. They establish, some schools write outcomes, but they don't really do anything with them. They're not measuring or even trying to get people to do those behaviors. They're just trying to make sure they get the information out and that people can pass a test. And then that's, we call that learning. So that's why it's so important that we do, is this isn't just semantics. If we really wrap our heads around outcomes, it allows us to have that seat at the table, because we're really talking about, hey, organization, leadership, listen, we can help the organization, people in this organization, do the things that you need them to be able to do. And we need to just understand what you want them to be able to do. What are the observable things that you need to see? And then it makes it really easy to create your learning experiences and measure those learning experiences, because we've all agreed that these are the things that we need to see in order to say that we're successful. And here's the greatest thing. So at Legacy Learning, we generally recommend a iterative approach, because we know that when we're doing training, we start with our outcomes, we're developing the content, we're creating learning experiences. We want to then see if it's working. Are those behaviors changing? Are those behaviors shifting within the organization? And since we have our outcomes, we can easily measure that. And then we can say, did it get us to where we want to be? And often we've got to go back and iterate on that. Like, oh, nope, hey, those outcomes actually weren't right. Or maybe it's the information we provided wasn't right. Or maybe the experience wasn't quite right. Or what is also very, really valuable about establishing outcomes is that they're building blocks, right? So we put it out there, given the scope of where the organization is and what the need for the training is. And let's say we are successful and that learners now are demonstrating those outcomes. Cool. Now we just build on those outcomes. Okay, so the next round, we want to elevate our workforce, or we want to elevate the organization to this point. What are the behavioral outcomes that we need to be able to see our learners do in order to get there. So it adds a foundation. It actually gives you the roadmap to create learning experiences. And then it gives you the metrics to measure the success of the learning program. Thank you for tuning in to the Learning Blueprint, Crafting Behavioral Change in L&D. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform and follow us on your preferred social media channels to continue the conversation and stay up to date on the latest trends, strategies, and success stories in L&D. Join us next time as we further explore the world of learning and development. Until then, keep forging pathways to meaningful behavioral change in your workplace. And don't hesitate to reach out via social media with your thoughts, questions, or topics that you'd like to see us cover. Here's to shaping the future of your organization, one behavior at a time.